The Place of Living Water. In the book of Revelation, the Bible talks about the water of life, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. Revelation 22:1-2. After the Lord took me to heaven, we went into the white building, and an angel took me to the powder room, where I changed clothing. When I came out, I saw the Lord, who had changed into heavenly garments as well. He took me to his throne and directed me to sit on a chair next to him. This was the first time the Lord seated me next to himself. There I saw many men wearing beautiful gowns and crowns sitting in front of us. I noticed that they looked very dignified and important. Lord, who are these men?
They are the ones I gave my sacred words to, and they faithfully recorded them in my book.
He pointed to a huge black Bible in the corner of the room, and I noticed that the pages of the scriptures were turning by themselves as if a soft breeze was fingering its way through the pages. I was surprised, but then I realized the wind of the Spirit of God was rustling through the pages of the Holy Word. The men began to walk out slowly, and an angel took me back to the powder room so I could change into a regular gown, and my body took on the form of a teenager. I remembered then that heaven is a place where you never grow old, and this thought delighted me and filled me with wonder. We crossed the Golden Bridge again and walked along a hillside by a beautiful valley. A golden fence formed a boundary around the entire area, and the fence had several gates that were placed close to one another all around the perimeter. Trees were planted close to the fence, and lovely yellow flowers filled the ground around the trees. It was a magnificent rock garden that led to a crystal clear river. I noticed that the trees were laden with purple fruits. The Lord reached up and gave me one to eat, while he enjoyed another one that he had picked. The river was narrow, but it seemed to have no end as it coursed its way through the fertile valley. Nothing on earth, not even the majestic Rocky Mountains or the fruited plains, could compare with the lush paradise in front of me. What is this place, Lord?
It is the place of living water. Would you like a drink?
Oh, yes, Lord. He bent down and cupped his hand, filling it with the clean, pure water. He drank from his hand and indicated that I should follow his lead. I reached down and filled my palm with water and sipped its delicious freshness. It was the sweetest water I'd ever tasted.
How do you like this water, my daughter?
It's so delicious, Lord.
Now I want to take you to a very special place.